Brad Tortorella is with us. We were talking today about re-strengthening the trenches at Rangiriri Pa, where our people fought the British invasion of the Waikato. And it comes, sadly too, on the anniversary of the invasion of the Waikato. That occurred this day, the 12th of July, back in 1863, when the British troops invaded the Waikato by crossing the Mangatawhiri stream, which the Kingitanga had declared an aukati or a line not to be crossed. And, of course, amid rumours of an imminent Maori attack unfounded from Waikato, settlers, missionaries fled to Auckland, and Governor George Grey, who turned out to be a mongrel, exploited the situation to persuade the British authorities to send him thousands more soldiers. And, of course, we know what happened in 1863. Well, today we are talking about aspects of that and crossing the line at Mangatawhiri. That line they drew on a map between Mangatawhiri and Blockhouse Bay and pushed everybody south. But we are catching up today with Brad Tortorella, who has helped to coordinate the rebuilding of the trenches, the place where our people stood up against a much stronger imperial colonising force. Brad Srungati Naho, thanks for joining us, Brad. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe. Well put. Thank you for the summation.
Hey, thanks a lot too, Brad, because, you know, I'm from down home as well, and I get pretty damn hoha when I realise the realities of what happened. Sadly, we're forced to chronicle these activities in ways that do justice to those who sacrificed themselves on our behalf. But when we think of that invasion of 1863 and of the Battle of Rangiriri, what touches your heart about these situations most, Brad?
The suppressed voice, I suppose. This is why we're rebuilding the trenches, to give voice, narratives to our ancestors that you clearly put gave their lives. And it's the touching point for me. The ability to actually rebuild our trenches and use it as a tool to educate the ignorant throughout New Zealand in a way that's true, in a way that's meaningful. And, you know, because our ultimate goal is not to sit in the grief mode, in the grieving mode, but actually transition out of that mode and use our own narratives and intelligence to empower our people and educate the ignorant.
It's like pulling up at Mercer and you see that gun turret off the Pioneer ship and you realise just how imbalanced this situation was with technology and numbers. And it was a tough life in the Waikato in those times. So do you think that by restoring the trenches that our people were forced to utilise to fight against the heavily armed barge, I guess it would be described as now, for the Battle of Rangiriri, these are sort of memorial sites to sad times, aren't they, Brad?
Yeah, they are. They are. Exactly that. In saying that, while it is sad times, we're here to celebrate the intelligence of our ancestors. That's a story that's not told. We can read books and do research and understand all the stats. And when we look at quarter those quarter to Governor Grey, who said that he would open the gates of his farm in Auckland and send 1,500 cows down into Waikato to drink of all the waterways and to confiscate all the land against all odds to survive. I'm here talking with you today. My ancestor, great-great-great-grandfather, was the engineer of Rangiriri, Te Wharepu. And I think, you know, this because the intelligence is important. It's important to empower our tamariki and to know that they come from greatness, especially when you look at the new curriculum coming out, all the overrepresentation of our tamariki in incarceration, social issues and education, everything. This is our ability to say, hey, This is the intelligence of your ancestors. They knew how to live in swamps. They knew how to manifest themselves into taniwha. They knew how to meditate. They knew what trajectory was. They knew what arithmetic was, you know, in the context of the 1800s. And this is the story that we're coming from. We're not coming from a space that, yep, you invaded us, and this is our story. But no, we're here to say, tell the world that actually our people were extraordinarily intelligent.
Tautoko, your kōrero too, Brad. Okay, well, it's because, sadly, the way the roading was around Rangiriri there for a long time, most people avoided the opportunity to see the extent of earthworks involved in the Rangiriri defence and the intelligent work that had gone into their construction. So can you share that with us and wider New Zealand? We're going out across iwi stations as well, down country at the moment, Brad. So, you know, for them, paint a picture of Rangiriri Pā, these sophisticated building techniques that were involved, and then we'll talk a little about the restoration of, but for a moment, if you could paint the picture of what the defences were like and how sophisticated they were.
Yeah, the defences in length extended from the Waikato River right across the inland to another body of water called Te Karaka, who, after the invasion, was called Kōpuera, those are guns. It was built by women, children, as young as 9 years old, with kō, digging utensils, no wider than the palm of my hand. To some degree, the central redoubt was approximately 4.5 to 5 metres deep. And you had women and children digging this with basically sticks. You had seven whare. Some of those whare were used for ammunition, for food, and to triage the wounded. You had several rows of gun pits. And it was built in a way that... the illusion gave that there was only one trench built, but in actual fact there were three lines of defences there. And the philosophy of the trenches is established on the migration of eels. That's what it looks like.
Amazing. And now, all these years later, you have the role of overseeing the restoration of some of this work. That's an honour, and I'm pleased you've got a whakapapa connection, which you touched on before. So really, you're following the footsteps of your tūpuna. Tell me, what's involved in the restoration? How long will it take? What are some of the challenges in doing so, Brad?
We were lucky and fortunate to receive $3 million from the Crown PGF Fund. That was conditional to us owning land. It took us about 10 months to find the appropriate piece of land, because we're not building on the old trenches. In actual fact, we're building at the edge of a lake that had a rahui on it for 158 years. And on the top, on the edge of where we're building those trenches, is the escape route of our women and children. So we're building in the midst of two mass urupa, so to speak. It's going to take 4 months to build. We had to purchase this land. And when I spoke with the owner, he told me, well, I'm not selling it to you. I'm the fifth generation of farmers here. And I said to him, is that all? Is that all, five generations? Well, it took me 9 months to get him around. He eventually sold it to us. So I got the time to own the land. And in terms of the concept and the operations of it, that came from Ngāti Noho. Our contractors will start today. Their biggest challenge is to work through rain and fog because the ground is somewhat wet. So those are the biggest challenges. We'll be having an opening on the 20th of November this year, and that's the day of the invasion 159 years ago, this coming November.
Kāpai, so just to clarify that for those of you who have driven through Rangiriri, that's not where this is happening. This is happening out more towards Te Kauwhatane.
Yeah, it's right across the road from the trenches on a piece of land there, the old farm there. And then it'll be turned into a tourism site, somewhat like, you know, Hobbitons is the closest. I know when you go to Hobbitons, you don't get hobbits coming out. But when you jump to Langinere, you'll encounter rangatira, you'll encounter warriors and so forth.
Big ups to you for the work ahead and for the background mahi that's already been done. Brad, thanks very much for sharing some kōrero with us about it. Look forward to visiting one day soon too to be reminded of our sophistication in our work to try and combat the invaders. Brad, tō te reo with us. Ngāti naho. Nei rā te mihi, kia koe, te whananga.